Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I wrap up my conversation with local historian Michael Zaz, talking about the Brenton films and the documentary in which he's a subject called Saving Brenton. It recently premiered in Washington, D.C. at the American Film Institute's Film Festival. This is part three of a three-part interview.
Going back 4 years ago, how did this come about, to create a documentary about the Brenton films and the man who rescued them?
Well, it was about 4 years ago this summer. I had worked a lot with Red Cedar Chamber Music, which is out of Marion, Iowa. And they had wanted to put music to some of the films and the Magic Lantern slides. They had worked with John Richard, who was just a world-class photographer from Iowa City, who also does some documentaries. So he was taking some publicity pictures for Red Cedar. And I met him, and they started talking about the films. And then Humanities Iowa, Tim Johnson was part of Humanities Iowa. He's from here in Washington. And he knew what was going on a little bit, and he talked to two other filmmakers, and so the three of them got together. It just kind of happened. It wasn't maybe supposed to, but it just kind of happened. And it's just been a joyous experience. The filmmakers have kind of been part of our family for the last almost 4 years. I would email them my schedule for the upcoming week, and I never knew where they would show up, but I was someplace at an office talking to somebody, and the film guys popped up out of the cubicle next by and filmed, but it's just been very, very rewarding and wonderful. And because of this, now we have very good connections that will be showing it all across the United States and maybe even in Europe. So it's good for Iowa, it's good for Washington.
And can you tell us what it was like for you the first time to watch the documentary?
I cried all the way through it. It's hard to see yourself up on the big screen, or at least it is me. And I knew what came before and what came after each scene. And there were some pretty personal times that were filmed. And my mother's in the film, and she's been gone for 2.5 years. And there was just a lot of things that wouldn't necessarily affect other people that way, but affected me that way.
What's the next step? Is it going to be shown locally?
We're working to get it shown locally. We want to show it at the State Theater. And because that's where Mr. Brenton managed. So we're hoping to get a date or dates there soon. But size-wise, we'll show it there, but we'll probably show it maybe at the community center or something also, because I think there's a lot of people who have been involved with it, that have helped with it, that knew we were filming. There's a lot of footage from Washington's 175th, from the extravaganza at the state, there's a lot of local people that'll see themselves in the film.
And the State Theater overwent, you know, a facelift during this whole process.
It went a facelift. We got the marquee. It was named the longest running movie theater in the world. And that was all kind of an outgrowth of this whole process. So there have been a lot of exciting things that have been part of this. And hopefully when we get a date, which hopefully will be soon, that people will come out and see it, because I think they'll be pleased how Washington looks.
Over the last few summers, even before the documentary was made, you had some films shown in Ainsworth. Is that going to happen again?
We will, the last Friday and Saturday of July, we will have a film festival at Ainsworth at the Opera House. And I haven't decided just what we'll show there this year. We will not show the documentary because I'm not able to do that, but we may show some selections from it and some films that have been identified in the collection that we haven't used before. We're learning more about it all the time. I just had a program at the University of Iowa on Tuesday night after we just got back from Washington, D.C., and there were librarians from all over the United States at a convention. And they said, well, they'll come and go. It's a two-hour slot. They'll just be coming and going. So I thought, well, good. We'll be able to reuse material. People came and stayed the whole 2 hours, so I couldn't reuse anything. But it's something that we're so close to it that I don't think we understand how much of a worldwide importance it is and how much it's part of everybody's history. And even if you're not interested in film, it shows what people were like 120 years ago. And hopefully 120 years from now, there'll be something that'll showcase us like we're showcasing people from then.
That's been today's Washington Page with local historian Michael Zaws talking about Saving Brenton, a documentary about Zaws and the Brenton films. This is the third part of a three-part interview. Hear the whole segment at kciiradio.com. I'm Sally Hart.